Taormina, Sicily, Italy, and I'm speaking with
Lino Capitano.
Lino, where are we?
We are in Taormina on Villa Tucale Hotel, and we are enjoying the nice and sunny day today, and we are in I think in the heart of Taormina up here. It's a little bit up to the center, but I think for me we can see everything is going up and there in Taormina, and also on the sea.
We're sitting above it, and we look down on Taormina and the sea. It's an absolutely gorgeous location. What do you do here at the Villa Tucale?
I'm the chef with Santina, and my job is just to give to our guests the chance to try a little piece of the Sicily. I try to do my best. I try to do all as I can to let them enjoy a little piece of Sicily and of Italy as well.
I have to tell you, I've been here about 4 days, and one of the biggest surprises is the food in Sicily. Tell me what makes it special.
So the food in itself is special. I find very easy to make our guests happy because the quality of the food that we have in here, in this place, is all natural. So you don't need to add any sauces or spices. You just give the freshness of the food, and you serve the best of the food, I think.
And you get the ingredients from all over Sicily, don't you, really?
Of course, just to make the plates special, just to make the plates as natural as possible, I must use all ingredients from Sicily and from all the places of Sicily.
And tell me about the ingredients. What are we talking about? Mushrooms, oranges, lemons, what?
So in this kind of period, we got lots of seasonal fruits and seasonal vegetables. So I try to use more that one for my menu. So for example, we got oranges, lemon, mandarin, and lots of vegetables that we can use for adding to our dishes. So
and seafood too.
And seafood, that's the most important point, because seafood we got just the sea, as we can see from here, our sea is very close to us, so it's just half an hour, and I got a nice relation with our fishermen. So whatever he caught, whatever he catch, whatever he got special for me and for our hotel, he will suggest me, and I tell him to bring me up here because we are a little bit up to the sea. And for me, 80% of the fish he brings to me is fresh, and he gives me a satisfaction to serve to my guest.
And having eaten here, it's absolutely wonderful. A couple of your specialties that you prepare during the week here.
We do lots of tuna, because this area is rich of tuna, a lot of seafood, because it's rich of seafood. And also, we got lots of fresh fish that they catch every morning or maybe in the evening, like sea bass, sea bream, I don't know. That's lots of things to explain. But
So really, from the ocean right up to your hands in the kitchen for preparation?
It's not ocean, because we got Mediterranean here. It's different. As I told a lot of our guests, that we are not in ocean. The ocean fish, because I used to work with ocean fish, is more bigger, is more stronger, because the water of the ocean is more cold than the Mediterranean one. So the fish in the Mediterranean is small pieces, more soft meat, and very, very tasty. That's the only secret that I got.
That's a secret that I think a lot of people in the U.S. and around the world don't know, so that's very special. Now, the other thing I noticed is the desserts here. So many, and the breakfast that you do, a lot of the pastries and the things that are not only very colorful, but very tasty and not heavy and too sweet like they are in America.
Yeah, the things we try to serve to our guests is a light breakfast, not heavy one, because we don't use a lot of butter in our dishes. We don't use a lot of sugar. We try to do, for example, one of the most important dishes of Taormina, or desserts, is a cassata. It's made just with the ricotta cheese and a little bit of icing sugar. So you mix the cheese with the icing sugar. After you do just a sponge cake, cut it in half, put the ricotta in the middle, and just make a little bit of water and sugar and some liqueur to make the sponge a little bit more soft and yummy.
Wonderful, I've tasted it. One other question. The other thing that I found very special here, I'm from California, and people say Californians, I'm Northern California, wine country, or wine snobs, but your wine is so good in Sicily, and I read someplace while I was here that there are more vineyards here in Sicily than in Italy, than on the other side, I guess we would say.
Yeah, we got a lot of vineyards in here, in this part of Sicily, because of the Etna. Our volcano is always erupting, is always giving us, as a gift, a lot of minerals. That's the secret of our wine, because the minerals gives to the grapes a lot of taste and a lot of a little touch that makes the wine different to the other one. Even if you have two vineyards in a 2,000 yards, one grapes will taste different of the other one. So is that's the secret. It's the secret of the Etna that gives us a lot of minerals and a lot of fertility for our land.
In the U.S. we call that character. The wine has character, or body.
Body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's body.
Yeah. What else? What about you? You're very young and you've had some wonderful experience.
Yeah, I got a little bit of experience. I got just 30 years old. I used to work when I was 15-16 years old, when I began my school. So during the school I was not working, and during the summertime holiday I used to go work and just explore all the little regions of Italy, because as we know, and as everybody knows, every region in Italy got a special dishes, a special technique to cook fish, to cook meat, to cook mushroom. So I start very young to know and to build up my experience. It's never enough in this kind of job, because you can have 60 years old and you can come a young boy or our children, and he will teach you how to scream, how to cry, and that's also a kind of skills, or maybe I don't know how to say.
I think we would say you cook from your heart.
Yeah,
I think that's what we would say.
It must come from your heart. Yeah. That be, otherwise you cannot do with a lot of passion. If you don't have a relaxing day, if you don't have a passion, a nice weather, a nice relation with your colleague, a nice relation with the guest, you don't give the best you can do.
And I think you have a nice relation with the food, too. I would say that. This is the travel curmudgeon from Taormina, Sicily, Italy.